The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to From the Boardroom to the Bedroom, the Protocol Praxis, with your host, Suzanne Z. Pedro. This program will catapult your awareness in the mastery of power, influence, and persuasion. Journey to the uncharted conversations of human interactions and discover your winning capital. Now, from the boardroom to the bedroom with Suzanne Z. Pedro.
Hey, everybody. It just seems like we have a little glitch waiting for our guest to come on. And maybe I can go through with few things about her, which is totally amazing. They have some new books out called Erotic Capital, From the Power of Attraction in the Boardroom to the Bedroom. And that's by Catherine Hackham. And then we have Sexual Empowerment, How Erotic Capital Attracts Wealth and Power by Jeff McDonald. So my guest, as soon as we can get her located, she has this fabulous workshop. What she does is an empowerment, sexual empowerment. Her name is Lauren Dahl, and the name of her company is Bombshell Branding. And what she does is a unique way. She's a strategist, and she brands people. She helps women design luxury brands that attracts clients who value and adore them. And, you know, we're talking about ladies like, oh, my God, Louis Vuitton shoes, Coach handbags, everything, Prada, you name it. Everything is so surrounded about naming and name brands and luxury and glamour, which, you know, you have to wonder, I mean, what is glamour? Is glamour beauty, or is beauty glamour? Is it a packaging, or is it something to mean to be a maneuver of deception? So with that, we're going to go to a break right now, and we'll be right back waiting for Lauren Dahl. Thank you.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Are you a business innovator, or are you just sitting on the sidelines? Tune in every week for Coffee Break with Game Changers, presented by SAP. Host Bonnie D. Graham talks to a cross-section of the movers and shakers who are leading by example. They will share best practices and innovative ideas to keep you thinking and moving along with the best. Join us for Coffee Break with Game Changers, presented by SAP, Wednesday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our wall. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
We'll be right back.
This is From the Boardroom to the Bedroom, the Protocol Praxis with Suzanne Z. Pedro. To reach the show today, give us a call at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You can also send us an email anytime to protocolpraxis@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Hi, everybody. So glad we do have our guest. She was busy trying to get from the boardroom to the bedroom to this show from the boardroom to the bedroom. So with that said, I have Lauren Dahl, who is a head of CEO, inventor of the Bombshell Brand Strategist, and laurendahl.com. Now, what she does is she uses her techniques and skills to help you use bedroom strategies in the boardroom. So it's going to be a really interesting show. So welcome, Lauren. Hi, Lauren.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Hello, oh, thank everybody. You so much. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
There's so much I want to ask you. Like, I always have to ask and figure out, like, what was it, the motivation that started you to go to help people brand to, like, use their different energies, their feminism, their skills, their into branding a certain profitable look for them or packaging?
Well, what started for me was I've always had, I guess, what people would refer to as an inappropriate energy or personality. There were ways that I, whether, you know, somebody found me physically attractive or not, there were ways people felt that I was just a little too sexy or tried to be a little too sexy. And the thing about me is I never really tried. It was just something that came with owning myself over time, especially coming from a background with low self-esteem and depression and things like that. Once I overcame those demons, I started to really own myself, and in owning myself and owning what I like, I guess the sexy energy emerged, and a lot of it just had to do with just, again, self-ownership. And my love of that also led to me liking things of a sensual nature and a sexual nature. And, you know, reading relationship books, sex and love books, you know, young single teenager, you know, young adult, I would just see a lot of parallels into, you know, just how you can interact with different people based on intimacy skills, because your romantic relationship is going to be the playground for what you actually learn how to really deal with people, because you really need intimacy skills to have a strong personal relationship that lasts and lasts. In terms of putting it into a brand, you know, you see women like Beyonce, see women like Kim Kardashian, you see women like Rihanna, like Nicki Minaj, Scarlett Johansson, Jessica Alba. These women are all beautiful. They're all sexy. But what is it about them, and how are they positioning themselves so that they're sexy without coming off sleazy? And again, there are some people who are still going to think that these women are sleazy. That's, you know, personality and perspective. But in general, mainstream, these women are A-listers. What makes them really sexy, and how are they marketing that? And what I've come to learn is that you will never find a manual on that, because they're not going to teach you that. It's too much money. It's too priceless and profitable. But also, some of it is not for sale. It comes from within. So I combined my internet marketing and media design background with my personal knowledge and acumen, and my experiments in going from too wild and crazy and sexy or inappropriate, according to some, to create something that was comfortable, sexy, and professional for me. And when I put it together, you know, I really blended principles of media design and brand development that I learned in school and I learned in the field. And I applied it and created something really new. And that's where Bombshell Branding comes from. And that's where the Bombshell Branding strategy comes from. So it's a combination of, like, my life experience and educational experience, and basically saying, okay, why isn't there a system on that? Why isn't there a book on that? And that's where it comes from.
Well, you mentioned a point, like, you know, some things you just cannot buy and purchase. And like one of the research studies I saw that women seem to be more attractive when they ovulating. You know, I mean, there's chemicals in our body, you know, the more oxytocin or, you know, all the hormones. And that also that women tend to, when we ovulating, we tend to select men that have stronger features. So it goes back to some kind of primordial, I would say, you know, of survivorship with everything, flight or fight. So what I want to ask you, I mean, everybody puts so much emphasis on beauty, but what about the other part of the package, like confidence, self-esteem, intelligence? Does that, how do you package that?
Well, that's all part of the package. And again, that's where it comes down to. Like I said, I had to get over my issues with self-esteem and depression. Once I got over my issues with self-esteem and depression, as a young, dark-skinned, African-American, Afro-Latino, Afro-Caribbean female, who basically, if I wanted to listen to the media, I'm basically one of the ugliest things walking. I had to own myself. I had to find what made me sexy. I'm not white. I'm not tall. I'm not thin. I'm what people would call thick, curvy, overweight, petite. You know, like, it's not petite as in, like, size, but I'm 5'4". I'm definitely not a runway model. At the same time, I have my own brand of sexiness and my own brand of sensual appeal that does appeal to a number of people. But I had to find that within myself first. I had to say, look, I'm sexy, I'm focused, I'm ambitious, I'm attractive, I'm intelligent. And I think that when somebody steps into my realm and they want to work with me, they know that even though the physical is a part of the package, it's not the entire package. Let's not get this, you know, misconstrued, because your physical appearance is part of what's going to make you a bombshell. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have a strict set of features. It's how you work those features. It's how you accentuate the features you have. It's how you apply the physical attributes you have. And basically, when somebody says, oh, wow, that's a well-put-together package, it's an attractive package. Attractive doesn't always mean handsome or beautiful, but it can be extremely attractive in its own way. Like, I've had my friends joke about sexy, ugly men. I won't say these men, you know, these guys' names or these women's names, but they're like the concept of people who physically alone, they're not necessarily attractive, but they can dress up well, they can clean up well, or when they open their mouth, you know, they can make you laugh and it's enticing. Or they can make you think, and it's extremely enticing. And it's that person's energy that's coming out of their words that really magnetizes the situation. And a lot of that, again, comes down to, I'm me. This is the package I have on this role on earth that I have. And I love myself. And I'm going to give myself the best polish possible inside and out. And my confidence stems with this. And when somebody is self-secure, and they're centered in themselves, there is an unshakable confidence that they resonate and they have that you can't buy in a Hugo Boss. You can't buy in a Zegna. You can't buy in a Hervé Leger bandit dress or some $3,000 with Gucci heels. It's within. So anybody coming to work with me or, you know, trying to understand that strategy, they're going to have to understand even the sexual energy. Sexiness means nothing if the sexiness is not tapped from within. Because you can wash all that makeup off, you can wash all that Louis Chanel cologne off, you can take off that suit. But if you're standing in the physical that much, when this starts to peel back the layers and get real, you're going to turn off the people who are expecting more than the superficial.
You're so right, because when you ask women, you know, what they like about in a man, they, you know, they like, you know, and vice versa, the confidence and somebody that's, you know, natural and able to joke, not those fake people, which I think you have alluded to about people that are just being fake. How do you go about telling people to present themselves, but you know, not to have that that you know, fake facade?
Well, I can't tell anybody not to be anything that they choose, you know, that they don't choose to be. And my main thing is, I am not here to force you to be anything you are not of your own accord. So, you know, again, for me, I'm very strong on energy. So if the energy feels like you're not going to bring yourself to the table, I cannot work with you. All I can do is encourage you to be yourself. But if you choose not to be yourself, you have your reasons why. And it comes down to, are you willing to shed, you know, the facade? I don't want to necessarily say, oh, this person's fake, that person's fake, people are fake. No, everybody has different masks at different times, but I will hope that 80% of the mask has some type of consistent feel to it. And in business, it gets to be very tough sometimes because we're taught that we have to be what we're not in order to get ahead. We have to have the most expensive, we have to have the most polished, straightened hair. We have to have perfect makeup. We have to have, you know, gleaming jewelry. We have to present ourselves as, you know, really conservative or, you know, really neutral in order to be seen as professional. And what I'm finding is the more and more that this economy shifts from really supporting the middle class and people strike out on their own, the more they create this energy that you have to be yourself. And these people who are tired and striking out on their own, a lot of them are really, really interested in you as a person. They're interested in you as a lifestyle. They're interested in knowing what you like to eat when you're not, you know, at a luncheon. They want to know what you're reading. They want to know, you know, where you vacation with your family. Who are you really? And a lot of that allows you to not be so formal. So sometimes for me, I don't necessarily think somebody is being fake, but there might be this facade of extreme formality because they're looking at things as if, you know, if I show this side of myself or that side of myself, I'm going to turn off some people, and that's not good for business. When at the end of the day, you have to be extremely confident in yourself and know that your people are going to recognize you by your energy, and they're going to love you even more for the things that you reveal about yourself that don't always get revealed when you're being so formal. And the people who turn away from you, you'll find that you kind of don't care too much because you probably didn't want their business anyway. It's time for people to own themselves. And when you own yourself, you're confident. And when you're confident, you're sexy. And that's something that, again, no Armani suit is going to give you.
Oh, absolutely. Now, your client base, do you have more females or males, or is it pretty much equal?
My client base right now tends to, it seems to be more female because I tend to work with a lot of sensual health companies and a lot of beauty technology companies that are 6 to 7 figures. They may or may not be in startup. They may have been in business about 10 years or less. Those are the clients, usually like a B2B type situation. In terms of B2C or business to consumer, the way I attract a strong amount of women, the women generally range between 25 to 34. I would say they fit within, I guess, the realm of Boss Babe. I'm a columnist for Boss Babe, and Boss Babe represents millennial women who basically, they pull no punches. They like long nails, Beyonce, and Donald Trump. for entrepreneurship as, you know, in equal chances. You'll find them in Starbucks just as easily as you may find them occasionally in the club. And these women may tend to have between, you know, $50,000 to $250,000 or more to invest. But I definitely also, before women embraced me, I got a lot of respect from men. And I do get a lot of respect from men to this day. they don't necessarily always feel like they're my customer, even though I can tailor Bombshell branding to fit men because it's more about their energy. But I definitely get a lot of kudos, respect, and attention from men who have read some of the things that I've placed on LinkedIn or on my blog and in my videos, and they're very impressed because they can see where I'm coming from, and they understand where I'm coming from with, you know, basically asking a woman, own your feminine energy. You know, I would tell a man, own his feminine energy. So
That's right. Now,
client-wise, it definitely leads toward women, but that does not mean that, like, men aren't interested. I've had a lot of love and support from men before women embraced it.
Well, Lauren, you talk about personal energy. Do you speak about the feminine mystique?
You mean the feminine mystique as in the book or feminine mystique in general?
More like, you know, magnetism, personal magnetism.
Oh, definitely. I speak about that, and it definitely is, it's a very strong part of the Bombshell branding process because I cannot build your brand around anything but you. Mm-hmm. And I take you in the core essence of your personal feminine mystique and all things that make you you and that defines feminine to you. Because we all have, like, the stereotypical idea of feminine as, you know, pink and frilly dresses and curls and giggles and gumdrops. But we also all have a very specific idea of what feminine. To me, feminine is being able to wear Victoria's Secret panties every day of the week. And I don't own any granny panties. Like, I really don't. It's like, it surprised, you know, my, I used to be married, so it's my ex-husband, he was definitely not surprised after a while. Like, he couldn't get me to walk into a certain store and buy panties from a certain brand. Because I was just like, no, like, I have to have this, you know. And, you know, everybody's got their own brand of feminine. Everybody's got their own brand of masculine. And I can't build your brand without you allowing me to soak in that feminine distinct you have. So I definitely, it's a very strong part of the process because I can take a cliched and trite version of feminine and create a brand for you, but it's not going to be you. And then within months, if not immediately, you're going to feel like you've outgrown it or it's not you and just something's wrong, and you're going to go in a different direction. So work with me, you've got to definitely be able to say, this is me, this is not me, this is what I'm into, this is what I'm not into, this is what I feel like, this is what I don't feel like. I have to work with that. That is not an option. I can't interpret you on my own.
So basically, you instilling the women, your clients, a sense that they have to be authentic, the authenticity to themselves. Otherwise,
authenticity is number one, because here's the thing, people are mirrors and relationships are mirrors and business relationships are still going to be mirrors. So, you know, if you're not being authentic, you're going to raise your chances of not attracting authentic people for your business. Perfect example, there's a TV show called Catfish on MTV. I saw an episode today where this guy, he was so beat up and hurt about life and stuff. And he fell in love with this girl. And this girl strung him along for all these years. And he put all his love and happiness into the idea of this one girl. And he got the show's producers to get him to meet the girl. And when he actually met her, she was overweight and miserable too. And she basically said, yeah, I was sad and miserable, so I made up this fake purpose so that I can be happy. And basically, you have two unhappy and miserable people trying to find happiness in each other. And really, again, they respected each other. Their focus was on the external. It wasn't on the internal. So if you walk around with this shell of who you think you are to the world, and it's not who you are, and you know this, you're only going to attract people who are going to be just as inauthentic. And it's not going to be a rich experience.
Well, we're getting ready to go to break right now, and we'll be back with Lauren Dahl, a Bombshell brand strategist, and laurendahl.com. We'll be right back. Thank you.
build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
How do you define work? Is it that mundane Monday through Friday place that seems to be sucking a third of your life out of you? Or have you made it a place of personal fulfillment, achievement, and purpose? If you are looking to make your work life the latter, tune in to Working on Purpose with Elise Cortez. There are all kinds of inspiring work-life stories told by people who have made work something to look forward to every day. Working on Purpose can be heard every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Empowerment.
Tune in to Lou Augusta's A Rumor of Empathy. Our show is committed to providing a generous listening, empathy, through conversations with our guests and you. Every issue deserves to be heard and thought out empathically. When it is properly sorted out, it becomes a solution rather than a problem. In Lou's program, his goal is to help you through conversations, which in turn can help your relationships and other aspects of your life. A Rumor of Empathy can be heard live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Empowerment.
What sets apart VoiceAmerica.tv from the other video content providers on the Internet? Choice and flexibility means that you can host your video content live or on demand on the main VoiceAmerica.tv channels through your own branded media player or your own private TV channel. We support multiple media formats, so all of your video content can be in one place. We offer a number of advertising and video packages. For more information, visit VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
This is From the Boardroom to the Bedroom, the Protocol Praxis with Suzanne Z. Pedro. To reach the show today, give us a call at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You can also send us an email anytime to protocolpraxis@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Hi, everyone. We're back with Lauren Dahl of Bombshell Brand Strategist, where she helps women design the luxury brand that attracts clients and possibly suitors, which that goes hand in hand. And she masters the art of harnessing a client's wildly abundant personal energy and using it to infuse their personal corporate brands. And we were talking about during the break about how, Lauren, we were talking about how you use the spirituality, and how do you incorporate that. That's an important component.
Yeah, definitely. Again, I don't impose my spiritual beliefs on anybody. However, if they happen to resonate with the client and they happen to resonate with the brand, and they're very universal and magnetic, I'm definitely going to do my best to incorporate it, because I think, you know, religion is one thing. Your natural spirituality is another thing. Some people have no spirituality. Some people don't have any spiritual beliefs. Some people have a wealth of them. And your spiritual beliefs, you know, are important. And a political standpoint, you know, I can't speak to many things, because we have a lot going on in our country right now at the time of this reporting. And, you know, church and state, two different things. But if you're building a personal brand and you want to incorporate your beliefs, I feel like you should be.
Well, speaking of spirituality, you did have a quote on your website where you said, good girls go to heaven and bad girls go everywhere. So do you have to be bad to go everywhere?
It's a quote that just resonates with me, based on the concept of, I believe Mae West said it, and it's also a concept of from a song by The Weeknd called Wanderlust. And basically, you know, a good girl, she stays on the straight and narrow. She goes to heaven. Her experience is limited because she's on the straight and narrow, but she's definitely going to heaven. A bad girl, the assumption is, according to the natural thought, if you're bad, you're going to go to hell. But before you even die, you have a wide earth to cover. So, you know, your trip to hell, if, you know, you believe in hell, is paved with a lot of experiences because you're going everywhere and doing everything that you choose to do. Your path is not necessarily straight and narrow. It's the inclination of it. And it's safe to say for me, when you look at that goal on the site, it's positioned above a picture of a woman who looks to be an orgasmic pleasure. And I'm really thinking, so, you know, a good girl, yeah, she can go to heaven. A bad girl's going to go everywhere. She's going to get hurt while she's getting it.
Well, you know what? That brings me to an interesting point, because you said, you know, women, you know, paved with experience. I don't know if you get much of this, but what about, do you ever get women like that have experience, like say, oh, they've either, they pretty much going, they, let's just say they post-menstrual, you know, do you have any women that come in at that age wanting to be like maybe possibly rebranded?
Women come at different points in time in their lives. And I've had everything from women considering the escort business as my assistant to women who are basically like, look, I sell hair, or I sell massages, or I'm a spa consultant, and I'm trying to figure out how to make myself more alluring to the right clients. So I definitely get women who, you know, they're either starting from scratch or they're trying to rebrand because they're like, I know that I know what I'm doing, but there's something about me that's not magnetized, and I need your assistance.
So do you, would you say, do you do luxury branding as opposed to glamour branding, or is there a difference?
I definitely do luxury more than glamour, because I tend to look at women who step into my realm as luxury. And to look at yourself as luxury is to look at yourself as unique and one of a kind and impeccably flawed, which means that you're not chasing perfectionism. The pursuit of perfection is the pursuit of premium. Premium brands chase perfection, because premium brands are designed on this idea that the more you pay, the more you get. Luxury brands, the quality of the fabric, the quality of the material, the history, the culture, the five senses that are engaged with the product experience and the brand experience, the original location and the character flaws, those are the things that make luxury items priceless. And there are no two women walking the planet who have the same experiences identically in and out. We all know women who may have been abused. We all know women who may have had a man tell them that they're not beautiful. We've all had experiences that are unifying, universal, but in terms of identical and how these things have processed and shaped our personalities and our being, no two women are identical, and no two persons' gifts and purposes are identical. So I come from a luxury perspective in that end, and I also come from a luxury perspective that I believe if you have a high-quality product, service, solution, or company, and then you have the right to ask what you're worth. If you have a $30,000 consulting service, you should be able to position yourself as such. You shouldn't be able to sit in a room with a client and have them try to knock off $5,000 or $10,000 because they don't like your shoes, or they don't like this, or they don't like that. Again, that would default you to being premium. You're not going to overpackage and overstuff what you're offering so that you can get the most money, because then you're overworking and you're, again, being premium. Glamour can be a part of a bombshell brand, but I'm not here for high, you know, to insinuate that every woman who busts my path must have high hair, high heels, pounds and pounds of makeup, and look overtly sexual, or physically appealing in a manner that doesn't cleanse the phone.
Well, Lauren, would you say that luxury for when somebody sees or feels or in the presence of luxury, it gives them it heightens their yearning for the object or person of desire, that there's a dream that exists and that they possibly can achieve it and reach it? I guess what I'm trying to say is, it luxury just visual that stirs the emotional?
Luxury is very emotional, and luxury is extremely aspirational. That's what makes luxury luxury. A Versace bag that's $30,000 is aspirational. You may never personally want to spend $30,000 on that Versace bag, but I doubt you would ever turn one down if somebody were to offer one to you, and you'd be very proud to own that bag because you know it's a Versace, and you know that Versace has a culture, a history, design. You know that even if there's 5 or 10 different bags like that available for sale, not everybody's going to have it, and it's still in a limited run in addition. Luxury is extremely simple. It can be ornate, but most luxury is very simple. And the simpleness of the luxury is enriched with the sumptuousness of the design and the quality, the characteristics, and the culture and the history. So when you're looking at something that's luxury, you say, yes, there's a lot of aspiration involved with it. It's more or less, you know, how you choose to embrace it and involve it. And in terms of branding yourself, I definitely want to work with women and companies, brands that are aspirational, not only to themselves, but to that ideal audience profile they're seeking to capture.
Do you find there's some people out there that are just, like, I hate to use this word, but glam addicts, where it doesn't matter whether it looks good on them, but that's the trend, and they feel like, you know, in order to be accepted, they have to jump in that mode?
There are always people like that, and, you know, honestly, that's probably where 80% of retail sales comes from. People who are trying to, you know, look good for the moment, whether or not it fits them or not. And again, it goes back to, do I have the confidence in myself to pick what works for me? Or am I going to sit here and just try to be on top of the trend because this is what everybody says I should be doing? I try not to work with clients who don't own themselves because it minimizes my opportunity for them to see the beauty that lies in them and to save money at that, because a new wardrobe, you would be buying a new wardrobe every week, and that would be, like, ridiculous.
So, Lauren, how do you discern the true clients, the ones that are there actually for, you know, enrichment in their lives, as opposed to being, like, a product?
What it comes down to for me is that I have a very intuitive process. I'm going to feel your energy. I'm going to check out what you're telling me. I'm going to investigate the things that you're interested in, and I'm going to see if there's any alignment between the two of us, because if I don't feel I can help you, I'm not going to waste your time, your money, or your energy. I want to work with people who I feel are going to be a very strong fit for me. And one of the first things I'm going to do is, you know, investigate what your personal standpoint is on yourself and your brand and what you want to do with it. Because if you're too busy trying to tell me about this person and this competitor and that competitor, you're not telling me anything about you, except that you're worried about what other people are thinking and how you compare against them. And you need to really see how you compare against yourself before anything else.
Okay, at that point, I'm sorry to cut you off. We have to run to a fast commercial break, and we'll be right back with Lauren Dahl. Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
Like so many others, do you put on a game face to the world? The pressures of work, home, and personal life exerts its toll on us on a daily basis. Yet, it feels risky to let others see what lies beneath the facade, let alone talk about it. What would be possible if we could connect with each other at a deeper level in the place where our shared humanity lies? Tune into Stories from the Heart of Leadership with host Shamin Sadek to discover how to do this in your own life. Listen live every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Did you know there are close to 50 loss events that can produce the wide range of emotions we call grief? Grief is a normal and natural response to loss. We all experience loss in life. Often, when we do, people tell us we have to let it go and move on. But how do you do this, especially when you don't know where to start? Listen to 50 Shades of Grief with host Melody Dawn, live every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Together, we can get through grief.
Become a member of VoiceAmerica.com. It's easy and best of all, it's free. Start out by going to our homepage or any of our channels and click register at the top. Once you've created an account and signed in, you can create your own custom library, opt into our newsletter, search by show, host, guest, or topic of interest, or browse millions of hours of content across all of our Voice America radio channels. Membership gets you more. Visit VoiceAmerica.com today to get started and tailor the listening experience to your taste.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
This is From the Boardroom to the Bedroom, the Protocol Praxis with Suzanne Z. Pedro. To reach the show today, give us a call at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You can also send us an email anytime to protocolpraxis@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Hi, we're back with Lauren Dahl. And, wow, Lauren has just given us some brilliant insight. And for anybody out there, she also offers coaching sessions to help women view themselves as a luxury brand. Now, women, when you like that and help to magnetize their energy, which I know I sure need, and I'm sure a lot of other people there, and to use the power of feminine energy to get what you want. So it's open from the bedroom to the boardroom. Welcome back, Lauren.
Thank you.
And you have a book out that really gets into the nitty-gritty about feminine client attraction secrets. Now, I can't tell you how many women would be dying if they could just talk to you for like a few minutes and you give your time and like right now on the radio show and give some really good tangible tips.
Definitely. Well, feminine client attraction, it was created, you know, basically to help any woman who feels that she could use some insight or just reinforcement of what she kind of already knows to maximize and activate her feminine energy to do so, not only for her business, but for herself and her life. A lot of the secrets, they may seem common sense, but they're not being applied. Like one of the secrets is basically self-care, taking care of yourself. A lot of women, we tend to collectively not put ourselves first. We're putting the husband, the boyfriend, the children, their jobs, our parents, everybody else first for ourselves. And when we do that, what we're saying to the universe is, don't worry about me. Don't take care of me. I'm not good enough to be pampered. I'm not good enough to be, to receive. And if you tell universal energy, I'm not good enough to receive, the universe is not going to give you anything. So you'll be constantly giving and giving and giving, but you'll never receive. And when you can't even receive from yourself, you set that standard for other people to not give you anything, and you won't receive from anybody else too. And again, these are things that, you know, this is an example of things in a book that are common knowledge, but they're not commonly applied. That's pretty much what the book is about. It's basically reinforcing a lot of what you already know and understanding that those things are important in order to be the powerful woman that you are and to have the powerful brand you want to have if that's what you want to do.
So, in other words, you, I'm not talking about you, but the individual, the person themselves becomes their own energy vampire. They actually draining on them on their
energy. Yeah, that's what, I've never thought about it that way, but that's that's a perfect example. If you think that I can only get this nap, I can only get this manicure, I can only have this, that, and the third, after I take care of this, that, and the third, you're going to have a never-ending to-do list. And when you create that never-ending to-do list, you'll never get around to what you need to do for yourself. And because you'll never get around to what you need to do for yourself, you send a message to other people and to life that you're not important. And when you're not important, nobody pays attention to you. And if nobody pays attention to you, you won't attract anybody or anything.
Right.
And part of what makes, like, when we talk about glamour, like, I'm not big on the whole glamour thing. Like, I'm not about 10 pounds of makeup every day and hair to the heavens. But I'm big on self-care. So for you, that might mean a massage every week. For somebody else, that might mean a manicure. For another woman, her self-care may be wearing a full face of makeup. Every woman has a different level or layer of femininity that makes us feel feminine and beautiful. You know, like I said earlier, for me, if I have to have a certain type of panty on just about every day, and if I don't have that kind of panty on, I'm kind of like, okay, I'm not myself. This isn't me, but that's between me and my underwear drawer, you know. You are going to suck the energy out of yourself if you're not taking care of yourself and you're not putting yourself first. So feminine client attraction secrets, it's something to remind you that you do need to put yourself first if you want to get ahead, especially in business. Because when you look like you don't take care of yourself, nobody expects that you'll be able to take care of them.
You're so right. What about clients that you have that they might come to you and they think, well, or they might be, you know, 30 pounds, 10 pounds, 5, whatever, overweight, and they expecting that, you know, you help direct them, you know, like tell them what to go to the gym, do this, blah, blah, blah.
I'm not going to tell you to go to the gym because I myself could stand to lose some weight, but the problem is this, if you don't own yourself at your size, you'll never lose the weight. I have lost more weight over the past year, and especially the past few months, with just loving and accepting myself, because when you love and accept yourself, you treat yourself differently. You don't necessarily go out and everything is like wheatgrass and salad, but you treat yourself differently. You take care of yourself differently. So anybody who's coming to me because they feel like they're 50 pounds overweight, when you're ready to lose that weight, you're going to lose it. But I'm not going to sit here and hold your hand on it, because if you don't find yourself sexy at your size, if you don't find yourself willing to love yourself at your size, you're basically asking to pay me to give you self-esteem.
Well, that's what I was just getting ready to say. Here they come, and they finally lose that weight, and they realize they're still empty. It wasn't the weight, you know. They've used it as an excuse, as a shield or whatever, and they finally do it. And then it's like, well, I'm still not happy, you know? So it goes back, I think, like you were saying, it goes back to finding that inner beauty, that inner confidence that radiates.
Yes, and that radiates tremendously. Like, I'm not going to tell somebody, you know, no, don't lose weight. That's not what some people need to lose weight. I can't point them out. People will look at me and say, hey, she needs to lose weight. I can look at myself and say, hey, I need to drop some weight. But the factor is this. Am I going to lose weight because I said, hey, Lauren, you know what?
you could stand to tone and tighten it up a little bit? Or am I going to say, I'm not going to get a boyfriend, and I'm not going to make $100,000, and I'm not going to get million-dollar clients, and I'm not going to be successful until I'm a size 2? Number one, Lauren will never be a size 2. It's kind of impossible due to my structure. But, that was number one. But number two is even more than that, Lauren needs to love herself first. And anybody listening to this, they should love themselves first and learn to embrace and accept themselves. Because when you love yourself and you love your energy, you don't fight with yourself. And the more you fight against your body, especially in terms of weight, the more stubborn the weight will cling on.
Right. That's perfect.
The more stubborn now, anything will happen.
We're getting ready to close. Let everybody know how they can get in touch with you.
Well, thank you for your time. You can go to laurynzoll.com, www.laurynzoll.com. If you add /free-gift, I have a free ebook, The Luxury Launch Self-Strategy, which kind of outlines three ways you can look at yourself as a luxury and three ways to integrate becoming a true luxury to yourself and your time. That anybody can take a look at. It is geared toward women, but men are feel free to take a look. There is an MP3 recording. I had the flow when I recorded it, so I probably have to re-record it. You can check me out there. I also have a YouTube channel, YouTube.com/LaurynZoll. Twitter, LaurynZollBaby. And that's pretty much it. Just thank you for your time.
Well, thank you, Lauren, and you brought so much to the table. And
thank you.
And it's just not about the outside package. It's about the inside
package.
No,
definitely. The outside package looks like 80%, but if you can like really spit shine the inside package, that 80% becomes 20.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being my guest. And
thank you for having
everybody,
me.
Y'all have the information, and it's on, you know, Voice of America website too. Thanks, Lauren.
Right.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you. Have
Alrighty.
A good one.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in this week. Your host, Suzanne Z. Pedro, will be back again next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, for another edition of From the Boardroom to the Bedroom, The Protocol Praxis. We hope you'll join us as well.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.